since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Typically, when we hit the second week of May, we're talking about a controversy in the sport of boxing. It's like a yearly tradition here on Drive Time Sports. The second week in May, we're talking about the one big boxing fight out of the two big days for boxing out of the year. Something went down, and it's a black eye for one of my favorite sports, the French sport of boxing. Here we are on May 10th, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a controversy at another French sport, a sport that we were so happy to get back, and it just seemed normal. The Kentucky Derby. With all the news that broke over the weekend, Derby winner Medina Spirit tests positive for a regulated drug, and Bob Baffert has now been suspended from competing at Churchill Downs. What does this mean moving forward? We'll talk about that and more right now with Steve Bordstein, great friend of mine, horse racing expert here on Drive Time Sports. Steve, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. And before we say another word, I do want to go on record that when we did our Derby preview just a few days before the Kentucky Derby, you specifically asked me about Medina Spirit, the very first question of our interview that we did. I summarily dismissed the horse entirely, said I didn't like anything about the horse. Naturally, he won, and naturally, we find ourselves in this position. So you're welcome, America.
Yeah. I mean, look, when I asked you that question, Steve, anytime a Bob Baffert horse enters the Kentucky Derby, I've always felt like you have to take it serious, right? Especially knowing who was riding Medina Spirit in this Kentucky Derby. I know that you were quick to disregard, okay, this is not going to happen this year. There's no way we're talking about Vasquez getting a win, Velasquez getting the win. There's no way we're talking about Bob Baffert getting the win. I understood where you were coming from. I was not surprised when Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby. However, a week later, I am surprised that we're talking about him potentially being DQ'd and that victory being stripped of Medina Spirit. And obviously, that creates some controversy heading into this weekend's Preakness.
It creates controversy at a number of different angles. Number one, the post position draw, which normally on Preakness week happens on Monday, is now been pushed back. It will happen tomorrow, Tuesday. In that 24 hours, the state of Maryland, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, need to get together, and the horse racing executives at those particular racetracks, Pimlico in Maryland and Churchill Downs in Kentucky, need to kind of figure out, okay, what's the status of Medina Spirit going forward? That is held up right now by what is called a split sample. That is the second test that needs to be verified to show that the first test, which came back positive for this particular drug, is accurate. Now, that process normally takes 4 weeks. But now we're expecting that we're going to hear something in the next 24 hours that will suddenly allow Medina Spirit to either be entered into the Preakness Stakes or to not be entered into the Preakness Stakes. Trainer Bob Baffert has already circumvented that process, excuse me, by suggesting that he, in fact, will file an appeal, a motion of temporary restraining order that would prohibit Pimlico from denying Baffert the ability to enter Medina Spirit. So more than likely, Medina Spirit is going to be entered tomorrow into the Preakness Stakes on Saturday. Whether or not he runs could still be determined by a number of factors, one of them being if Pimlico decides to honor Churchill's suspension of Bob Baffert. If they do, if Pimlico decides to honor that suspension, then he would not be allowed. Then he would probably be scratched from the race. Under normal circumstances, most other state racing jurisdictions will honor the suspension handed down by another state racing body. If a trainer is suspended in California, he's probably going to be suspended in neighboring states. That's not always the case, but it's predominantly the case. However, most of those trainers are not named Bob Baffert. And that brings up the other part of the story, which is, this is Bob Baffert. He's the biggest name in thoroughbred racing in the last 40 years, without question. He's the winner of 7 Kentucky Derbies. He's the winner of the last 2 Triple Crowns, two of them in the last 7 years. So it's not just a normal trainer. This isn't just a regular guy. This is the biggest name in the sport.
Steve, when you look at the explanation that Bob Baffert gave earlier today, he said that one of the problems from the test, it was due to a groom urinating in the stall after taking cough medicine, and the Medina Spirit ate some of the hay. Now, we know that grooms are crucial to what the team wants to do as far as care and exercising of the horses. I'm not going to pretend to be a horse expert. I'm certainly not. But when you hear Bob Baffert, and that's his defense, what's your initial reaction? Is it, yeah, okay, I can buy that, or is that completely and utterly ridiculous? Because I hear types of explanations in the sport of boxing all the time. Some I buy, some I don't. So when you hear Bob Baffert's explanation, what's your thoughts?
It could be both valid and ridiculous at the same time. I mean, I could buy the groom urinating story, and I can buy the horse eating the hay. I mean, who's going to complain? You going to listen to a horse? You know, you can't verbalize it. He doesn't know. I could buy both sides of it. But here's the larger issue here. And you and I talked about this morning. Is he guilty? That's the question. Is Bob Baffert guilty? And I stated it to you in a rather tepid answer, but I can throw it out here in a couple of different ways. He's guilty of one of three things at the end of the day. And it's up to you, basically, to determine which of those three things he's guilty of. He's guilty of either A, not knowing what he was doing, meaning Bob Baffert, didn't know what he was doing when he administered a small amount of this particular corticosteroid into Medina Spirit, and didn't know what he was doing. The people he hired didn't know what they were doing, meaning the guy, the groom, urinating in the stall, if he took cough medicine, blah, blah, blah. Or they, those people, or he, Bob Baffert, just don't care about the rules because he's Bob Baffert and he can get away with anything. The question is, which of those three things is he guilty of? But once you come to the realization that he's guilty of one of those three things, which is the only rational way you can come to this, which is the only rational answer, then yes, he's guilty, and therefore he should be punished. The question then goes to, it's Bob Baffert. How do you throw the book at the biggest name in the sport, marketing-wise, publicity-wise? Imagine you're an NBC executive right now. How are you promoting the Derby on Saturday, which is 5 days away? How do you go about promoting it? We may see Medina Spirit, last week's Kentucky Derby winner, but he was caught with a drug positive, so we might not see him. And if we don't see him, then you're going to have a field of horses that you've never heard of before. But make sure to tune in Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern for the great race. Really?
Yeah.
You've held up an entire network right now.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Again, Steve Bortstein joining us right now as we talk about the controversy surrounding the Kentucky Derby and what's next for Bob Baffert. Steve, you and I were having a conversation off of the cuff about who could we compare this to? Is there a celebrity? Is there an athlete? Is there something in the world of pop culture that we can compare this specific instance in this fringe sport to? And I said it's got to be Lance Armstrong. And you agreed with that. And I understand it's a completely different situation, but there are a lot of similarities, especially when we consider it a fringe sport. You just mentioned that Bob Baffert is literally the biggest name in horse racing, and yes, he is. His success speaks for itself. Same concept with Lance Armstrong. And again, you were around horse racing way more than I am, but I make the comparisons to horse racing and boxing all the time. I know it's not a clean sport. You know it's not a clean sport. And I believe that adds to the story here, right? So is it a witch hunt against Bob Baffert? Because the general public knows that horse racing is not exactly a clean sport. Similar to the way that we know boxing is not necessarily a clean sport. Similar to the way that we knew cycling was not a clean sport. Is it a witch hunt?
Is it a witch hunt? Perhaps. But I would argue that sometimes there are witches that need to be hunted. And in this case, much as in the case of Lance Armstrong, and when I first started trying to draw up that analogy, my first instinct was problematic because I kept thinking about big sports. I kept thinking about the big four, right? Okay, who would it have been in hockey? Who would it have been in football? Who would it have been in basketball or baseball? And I kept coming back to A-Rod because A-Rod kind of had that squeaky clean image. We didn't like him because he was a New York Yankee, but we didn't like him because he was that. But then the steroids thing came up, and suddenly the squeaky clean image was gone. But then I got away from that, and when you brought up Lance Armstrong, it's perfect. Because you, as a racing fan, as a cycling fan, as a fan of international sports, will never watch a cycling race again without thinking about Lance Armstrong. Ever. It's impossible. It's impossible to watch the Tour de France without thinking of that man's name. Same thing now with horse racing. You will never watch a Kentucky Derby ever again without thinking of Bob Baffert. Now, how you think of him could be different areas. You could think of him as the trainer of the Triple Crown winner in American Pharoah, or the guy who came back 3 years later and won it again with Justify. Or you could think of him in the sense of Gamine, who was a big horse for Bob Baffert, who tested positive after winning the Kentucky Oaks last year. You could think of Bob Baffert having inquiries about drug tests that came back positive on Justify when he won the 2018 Santa Anita Derby. Two other Baffert horses tested positive for lidocaine last year. Baffert complained that time about a confidentiality disclosure in his contract with fellow owners. So this is not the first time that we're dealing with this with Bob Baffert. So to your question, is it a witch hunt? Maybe. Maybe the horse racing powers that be are tired of Bob Baffert, and maybe they're going out of their way to find things about Bob Baffert. That doesn't mean that Bob Baffert's not doing things that puts them in the position to find things on him.
And we know that Baffert is serious about racing Medina Spirit this Saturday. He's threatening legal action if the horse is not allowed to run. According to Baffert earlier today, he said that Medina Spirit is on his way to Pimlico and Baltimore, where the Preakness is going to be held this weekend. If, in fact, Medina Spirit is allowed to run this Saturday and he wins the Preakness, this may be one of the biggest stories, Steve, that horse racing has ever seen. I mean, at least going back before my time. Because if this horse has a chance to win the Triple Crown, if he has an opportunity to go to the Belmont Stakes and win the Triple Crown based off everything that's happened over the last 72 hours, wow. I can't imagine what the storylines are going to be heading into Monday and Tuesday of next week.
And that is horse racing's biggest fear. That is every executive's biggest fear right now, is if we let him run, which by all intents and purposes, they're going to let him run. Because again, NBC needs to promote this race, okay? There's millions of advertising dollars on the line here for this race. And a typical Saturday at Pimlico without the Preakness Stakes means there's 5,000 people in the stands. A typical Saturday with the Preakness Stakes, without COVID problems and COVID restrictions, whatever, means there's 80,000 people in the stands. So this is big for everyone, right? From a marketing standpoint, from a publicity standpoint, from an on-track attendance and handle standpoint, from a national TV audience standpoint, all of it. So Medina Spirit's going to run. But if he wins, without results of this split sample probably coming back, and if he wins, how much pressure is there on those people in Churchill with the split sample, or in Louisville with the split sample, to hold off on that result? Don't say anything. Because if he wins the Triple Crown, and then the pressure becomes, well, if he does win the Triple Crown, and it turns out he was dirty in the Derby, there's so many other ramifications here. And that's the biggest problem. And one last thing on the Lance Armstrong comparison, if I may. One last thing on the Lance Armstrong comparison. Lance Armstrong was, at that time, bigger than any other cyclist, right? He was bigger than Greg LeMond. He was bigger than anyone else in the sport. He had the squeaky clean image. He had the cancer scare, and he survived it. And he had all these great storylines. Bob Baffert's that same guy. He suffered a heart attack a few years earlier, and his health was in danger, and he came back, and here's Justify with this great story of the Triple Crown and the American Pharoah, and he had all these great storylines, and now he's dirty. And you'll never think of a horse race again. You'll never think of the Kentucky Derby without thinking of Bob Baffert. I had to go back to that Lance Armstrong comparison because it's a brilliant analogy. And it's important also because it is a niche sport. Much like boxing, you talked about with Mike Tyson. We talked about that this morning. Mike Tyson was never a squeaky, clean image guy, but he was ferocious. He was the most feared man in the sport. And suddenly he's been relegated to biting Evander Holyfield's ear, rape allegations, charges, trials, sentencing, and suddenly he's a laughing stock where he's doing off-Broadway monologue shows now, like some sort of raging bull thing now with Robert De Niro, and that's what it looks like. So there's so many other ramifications that are coming down in the next 48 to 72 hours. God forbid he wins the Preakness. I hope he does. I think it's time for horse racing to throw the book at Bob Baffert. I do. And if him winning the Preakness and putting this story in a hotter spotlight, if that's what it takes for horse racing to step up, by all means, let him win the Preakness.
Steve Bordstein, again, our guest today as we talk about the controversies surrounding Medina Spirit, the Kentucky Derby winner. ahead of the Preakness this Saturday. Steve, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. I definitely appreciate the time. I know we're going to be talking again really soon. Thank you again.
Anytime, my friend. Thank you.
We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.